I am Winona.
I am Pinky 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 Pring.
I am Gabriella.
I am Rock.
I'm Rachel.
I'm Nina.
I am Neo.
I am Joy.
I am Kevin.
I'm Shirley.
I'm Steven.
I'm Jeremy.
Live news, live information. Welcome to the BNN Newsline.
Hey guys, welcome to today's Banana Newsline. This is Gabby.
And this is Joey. You know, Gabby, in most of those middle school life of Chinese students, something like mobile phones, puppy loves, are always strictly forbidden in school according to some so-called school principles.
Yeah, but I believe each normal student must have seen or even been a rule breaker.
Oh, I think you're right. Recently, a middle school in Anhui province set up a rule said that once a student's mobile phone is found in the school, then it will be expropriated and smashed by the teacher right away. In addition, the school started a so-called mobile phone hunt as soon as the rule is announced, in which they have broken those over 50 rule breakers' hearts as they broke those mobile phones.
Yeah, I've heard about it, and I also know that the school headmaster said that the school had decided to do so because students were always having a hard time controlling themselves. They stay up until midnight to play those mobile phone games and, you know, or chat online, which influenced their study badly in the next day. So the school hoped to make students behave at school by strict management. If they need to contact with their family, please don't buy smartphones, but use dialing-only mobile phones.
Well, there are some problems with Chinese students controlling themselves that forces school to set up bans. But to be honest, rules can't always be all around. Whether a student wants to learn or not still terminally depends on his or herself. Rules are solid, but it doesn't mean you can't be a rule breaker once. Students once brought phones into school also can possibly get into a world-class university someday, and puppy loves sometimes have a sweet and promising future. So, have you ever been a rule breaker? Or, what if you are the rule maker?
Hello, audience! Welcome to Banana Mini Theater!
Hey, Winona, look at this!
Oh dear, you got a new iPhone! When did you get this?
Well, my dad bought it for me as my birthday present just yesterday!
How I envy you, Rachel!
Come on, let's take a selfie! Ah, you look so stupid, darling! Just like our class teacher. Are you imitating him on purpose?
It's really funny.
Yeah, just look at this one.
Oh, Rachel, stop. Hey, Rachel.
Come here, Winona.
Hey.
Your grimace makes
Shit.
Me think of a class teacher, Mr. Jeremy.
Hey, Rachel, stop. Mr. Jeremy is behind you.
Oh, what? Oh, my gosh.
Give it to me.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Mr. Jeremy. Well, I had an absolutely bad day. How careless I am. You know what, sir? I just found that I took my cell phone with me. I just wanna call my parents to take it away because no cell phone should be appeared in our school, right? I'll go to do that.
Give it to me right now.
Please, Mr. Jeremy, I'm not on purpose. I beg you, please.
No arguments.
Damn it. Holy shit.
Come with me. I have to talk something to you.
What? I have given the phone to you.
This is not the end. Okay, sit here, Rachel.
I'm sorry and I'm regretful about taking my phone
today. No. Not only this, I'll show you more. This Monday morning, you slept during the morning reading. Tuesday afternoon, on your way to the canteen, got too close with a boy from class 4. Love affairs is not allowed in the school. And yesterday evening, it's after 11 o'clock, you still sat on your bed instead of sleeping. I don't know what you're doing. You don't know that 11 o'clock is the deadline for students to fall asleep? call your parents to the school right now. I need to talk with them.
Mr. Jeremy, I promise it's the last time. I swear, I won't break the rule again. Trust me, please, Mr. Jeremy.
My way. Please. Or the highway.
Jeremy! What are you doing? No sleeping in the self-study course. Come out!
Fuck the rule. If I were the rule maker, I won't change the fucking rules. I will double the return to the former rule makers, even if it's in my dreams.
Jeremy, come out! Don't move slowly!
I know. Here I am, Miss Rachel.
Dear audience, welcome to today's Banana Hot Talk.
Yay!
Today's anchor Prince.
And I'm anchor Joey.
And we have Gabby,
Rachel,
Winona,
and Jeremy.
Maybe Rock on the way.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't care about him right now. He's there to me
who's
now.
Rock?
Let him go, okay?
Today we have our news about school principals. And we know
Winona.
And we get at a middle school in Anhui province had a strict, so hell-like strict principles. And today we're going to have
How about your mouth today?
Mouth.
Ow.
Your tongue and your mouth.
And
just had
so many
jobs.
What happened to you?
You are in love, okay? Now you are a girlfriend to a boy, okay? Please be calm.
So what? Yeah, here is actually a big news for Winona.
Yeah! Let's congratulate her!
Congratulations!
And I believe that's why it brings her to this topic, like,
she's a liar.
I always talk about this topic, okay? But
way before I have a boyfriend.
But not at the beginning.
Come on, it's the point, but yes.
Yes, I have a boyfriend right now.
What a lucky man.
So I think sometimes later she will share us with some experience, I
think. What do you want to know?
Yeah, everything. Everything happened between you and your boyfriend, okay? Everything.
I can tell you as much details as you want, okay.
Wow. Okay. Just waiting.
So today we're going to have a discussion about school rules and some strange school rules we've underwent. So let's come to the first question. What kind of strange rules have you heard? And talk about the rules in your school that you cannot bear.
Oh, well, we couldn't have sex in school.
What? There's not a principal, okay?
This rule is too strict.
Okay.
Yeah, I think of one. When I was in high school, we were not allowed to take a nap after class.
Of course.
It's not...
After class.
I usually took a nap.
No, we couldn't. It's not made by. It's not the rule made by the school, but made by our head teacher. Uh-huh. He's very strict and very strange man.
Why?
I think there's something wrong with his brain.
Yeah.
He thinks it's very harmful for us to sleep after class. After class, I mean.
So what did he want you to do?
To sleep at class. In the class.
Yeah, he said if we take a nap after class, it will make us more sleepy. And
creating more carbon dioxide.
And we cannot wake up when the class begins. So
will he stand in the class and watching all of you?
Of course.
God.
After class. I remember one time a girl, and she has very good grade. Mm-hmm. She's such a good student,
but she's just
very sleepy after the math class or something. So she just couldn't help herself. So she fell asleep at her desk, and the head teacher appeared at the door behind and saw her and asked her out, like yelled out suddenly, like "You come out!" The girl just came out. After a second or so, the whole class, we can hear him yelling next door in his office to the girl.
Crying.
She cried so badly.
So poor.
And we were not allowed to eat any snacks as well.
What?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, for him, he said the classroom is for us to study. And the dormitory is for us to sleep. And the dining hall is for us to eat. So the three things are separate. But he never said we cannot study in our dormitory or in the dining hall.
Okay.
We can only study in the classroom.
So there are only three things in your life.
Yes. Sleep.
Boring.
Three points in my life. It's a triangle every day in my senior 3 years.
So boring. Okay.
But that was your high school life. Now you have a college life in your college,
well,
right?
That's true. Yeah.
And you have a boyfriend and can have sex with him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the point.
God, you're not astonishing. That astonished me.
So the rules still remain?
In his class, he's the head teacher of a senior 2 class right now, I think.
So cool.
Does your parents know these strict rules?
Yeah, I complained to them, but they were just
they can't understand.
They support that.
They ignore me.
Yeah, you joined together?
There's
join hands.
We joined together secretly. We just we say anything. Random shit, any mean thing about the head teacher, but we cannot do anything about it.
Have you tried to go somewhere to have a nap, to take a nap?
Oh, you mean the toilet?
I really
was a male.
A male.
Oh, that's cool.
A psychopath. I still hate him until now.
Remember him forever.
So what we'll do, doing homework or play together in after this class?
Oh, yeah, do the homework.
Or go to the toilet.
Yes.
Take a nap.
Yeah. I go to the toilet with my homework and take a nap.
Oh my god.
What? No way.
That's so realistic.
Oh, hold your... Hold your bestie's hands. Let's go to the bathroom to have a nap.
That's the only place the head teacher cannot see us.
Are the strange rules?
Any strange rules?
And there is the go to spring picnic every semester. Spring or autumn.
Wow, so fancy primary school.
Yeah, and
we never had that.
And our teacher asked us not to carry any snacks. Yeah.
But what? Come on, it's a picnic.
Any money? Stacks? Yeah. Any bottles? Any
drinks?
Or yeah.
No,
any drinks?
Do you have some water
drinks?
With you?
No.
What will
you can
take
drink
with
from the
yourself?
Water.
Homework or
some pizza? Okay. I think.
Let's
some
go travel and do some homework.
One of my friends, she carried some bottles of milk.
Uh-huh.
And then the teacher found it, and then
drink
she...
Drink herself.
That's what I thought about.
she scolded her and asked her to write a written apology, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, so I can't understand still today. Till today.
So actually, what did you do during that traveling?
Chasing boys?
Just being chased by boys.
It's the head teacher of other classes. So
I can
carry everything I want.
Oh, that's so great.
Oh my god.
I think it's so great. You can take a class and do your papers in the wild. In the nature.
And
I prefer that.
And you can even take a nap in the
nature. Okay. I can sleep in the grass. I can floating on the river.
Oh my god.
Is the teacher of the other class the exact teacher of Winona's
teacher? The same style.
I hate him.
So we still remember her until today, you know. So strange the teacher is.
Maybe
so students from that class will back food for us food.
Yeah.
Just give me some. I'm so hungry. My teacher don't allow me to take any food with me.
Yeah, and there is a teacher in my junior high school, and he is so tall, you know. The head teacher of one of my friends, just the same friend, okay. And
poor
one
friend.
Day. The teacher is so frightening, I think. And he can pick a boy just
up.
Just like tall, right?
And just throw it away, you know? Just throw out of the door, you know?
Oh my god, and it's so strong.
But I believe it's illegal.
Yeah, I think it's illegal.
Yeah, but no one cares.
I don't think it's really throwing the boys. Just like your parents, when you're young, you will throw you into the sky and catch you.
Not up to the sky, okay?
Out of the door.
How skinny the boy was.
Yeah.
Well, I have something to share.
Really?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
In my middle school, we have a rule that you can't eat while you are walking.
During drinking.
Drinking too. And during every break, the headmaster of our school will stand on the big stage on the big stage of the playground
and observe you
and watch everyone. And if someone is eating or drinking while walking, he will catch them. No, actually,
get over here.
It's more dramatic. And the headmaster will catch a microphone and to ask that student to come up to the stage by him and read every detail on his ID card.
Read details on his ID card.
Like someone from class 2 is eating a hot dog while walking.
My God.
And the next day on the morning conference of the whole school, and he will read the list.
Yesterday someone eat a...
Describe everything he sees on the spot, like, you know, grab a microphone and, hey, 11 o'clock, direction to the stage, I see a boy walking with two hot dogs.
Yeah, that's the scene. Yeah, that boy in red, come here. You see me, come here.
I think of a solution to this. You can have a hot dog and you walk, and when you want to eat it, you stop. And
yeah.
You eat.
Put it in your bag and you walk, and then you're
the headmaster will say that to show your face to all the students here and come on the stage.
That's the one who eats,
but you cannot swallow it.
No, I will hide it under my
tongue.
Yeah.
Will he ask you to the stage?
And maybe that happens. Yeah.
And just he asks you to go to the stage, you
just make that noise again.
You have issues. What's that? And how about a student just standing there, not moving and eat? Finish his meals, just like standing still.
That would
not
be permitted.
Really?
Yeah, just because the dining hall is
not dining hall. I mean, on the playground, he just stand in the middle. And
oh my gosh, my
you
tears!
You know what? Our dining hall is actually not a hall. It's a square.
Square, but what if it's raining? What if it's raining?
See the sky.
What if it was raining? It's a square.
Yeah, there is a roof. Over that square, and everyone just got the food and stand there and eat.
Stand there.
Oh my God. Sounds like a jail.
So oh my God.
You eat standing in the dining hall, but you cannot eat walking. That's right. How about when you're in the dining hall and you want to exchange some dishes with your classmate, you can't move your leg.
You can move.
Can I take a step? It's not allowed.
You can move in that square. But you can't.
You can step one step out of the
square only.
At night, I was using my phone, and it's a really shitty phone. Not the
cell phone's not allowed.
Of course, not allowed.
Oh my God!
So you're texting your classmates.
Yeah, I was texting my dad, and the teacher just suddenly appeared. We have a hole on our door, a square glass window. And
so
people standing outside,
no glass and her head, was,
your her
glass.
Face
appeared, her face,
yeah,
her
head, yeah. suddenly appeared, and she saw me. Using the phone, and
she saw the light.
I know there's a very popular phrase that in Chinese is 眼神确认过.
She saw the light on my phone, but I discovered her suddenly, but she already saw me, so she's breaking the door.
Throw the phone.
Your phone. You should throw the phone.
And yeah. Whatever we know.
But she, my bed is just beside the door, so she just breaking the door and said to me, give it to me.
What am I doing?
Wild girl. But no, that doesn't work. Yeah. She saw it.
You should just give the phone to her and speak to my dad.
Yeah.
I told her, let me finish texting my dad.
Okay.
And I continue texting my dad. Dad, I've been caught.
Oh my gosh.
Now I need to hand my phone to the teacher. Bye.
And you can continue to text to her.
I said bye. So I give my phone. But the next day I wrote a letter to my head teacher. Mm-hmm. It's a different head teacher to the one.
I know.
Yeah. But still in senior high we changed the head
teacher. Your class teacher.
Once. Yeah. Mm. I wrote a letter saying that
you're sorry.
I had a really bad cold, and my dad was so worried about me, so he asked me
to... You have to use the cell phone to contact
them. Yeah,
yeah. Is it true?
Of course not!
And you don't think they will check your mobile phone?
No, he doesn't check my mobile phone.
She's very believed in you.
Yeah, because I behave such believed a good you. Student, you yeah. know. I'm so innocent.
You're A student in
of course. Okay. I played so innocent, and the teacher so felt for me, and the teacher said, okay, I will write a letter to the dormitory teacher, and talk to her. So I bring the teacher to the dormitory teacher, and
they have a battle.
Now, I said, see, this is the letter from my head teacher, give my phone back.
So I got my phone back. You choose to write letters to each other, but not... Just speak
yeah,
to
you
him.
Are connecting each other in so old-fashioned way.
An ancient method.
She should guarantee that.
Mobile phone definitely not allowed in your school, right?
No!
Oh my gosh!
Oh my gosh. Who is
that? Who is that? I am wrong!
Are you from the last episode?
You finally...
Where right, you yeah. just come from the floor or the roof? Or
yeah. No, I'm from the air. Toilet. I'm from the air, yeah.
Okay. He just take a nap in the toilet. No.
All right!
And he just appear like the head teacher.
Yeah.
Now you should stand in the corner right now.
Why the head teacher just stand
that
in the corner?
Kind of
please
no, because you take a nap in the toilet. And we found you.
God, it's a kind of weird punishment.
You mean standing in the
yes, I think it's a traditional one. You
I think taking a nap in the toilet is a kind of punishment.
Cleaning the
and do
toilet.
Your homework at the same time.
I like to use my homework to wipe my... What?
What?
Okay.
Oh my gosh. You are
the way
and just then, show me and show then us you, okay show
so
us
handing that homework to your teacher.
Oh yeah, that would be great.
It's a smelly answer.
Wow. You're so bold. You don't have the tissue. You're so
it's a punishment. You're not allowed to take the tissue
it's
to
a
the school.
It's a punishment.
Punishment for the teacher.
Oh, you can't have to go to the toilet, but you can
yeah, you ask me to take a nap in the toilet. I hand you in my homework with my on it.
Oh my gosh. Get out, please. So smelly, okay?
Here comes the question. If you are the rule maker, will you allow them using phones?
Of course, yeah, of yes.
Course. No, I don't think.
Why?
Also, I don't
well,
think so.
Well, my answer is yes.
Why? Yeah.
Because I
yes,
think,
yes, yes.
As a student, I definitely want to use my phone in school, but to be honest, I think using phones really affect the study. Because I was taking my phone with me secretly, and I would want to play it every time.
But you're still a student
think it,
in your
Or I would be better.
I think it depends on the person.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Just the person like me, okay?
I think the you mean the students who can control
themselves
to not play the phone, they don't need to use the phone in school.
No,
but
just
there are also some other students who cannot control themselves, so it's very harmful to them. Oh yeah,
I think it's useless.
Maybe not.
But I think
but you can send a letter
permission,
or paper
I think,
to the parents
ask them to sign it if you want, your children allowed to use phone in school. But of course, the students will imitate their signature. That's what I do.
You have a lot of
stuff. I'm Winona. Sorry,
oh my
gosh. That makes sense.
Smelly boss. Okay.
So when you are in your senior high school, you don't think about when I can take a nap. You always think of when I can have a sleep. It's not take a nap. It's not the point.
I always think about I can't sleep while I take a nap.
Oh my gosh! You are the queen of
what?
No, actually, you can.
Really?
I want you to open your head, okay?
What's in it?
What's in it?
It's not the daydream. It's just a nap.
Maybe the solution is to set a time limit. Like you
can't use
the mobile phone on class, mm-hmm. but after class you can use it whatever you like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
because,
not bad.
Because if you can't reach the outside world, maybe it's not a good thing for those children. Mm-hmm. Like when I was in high school, I used the mobile phones to reach a lot of things and like broaden my horizons. And when it comes to the politics and history
and geography,
all your subjects.
Yeah, there are a lot of knowledge on the internet, and sometimes my teacher can't just explain the textbook very well.
So do you live in the dormitory?
I live in my home.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes I will use
the
mobile phone.
So why you choose to reach to research or to broaden your horizon during the class? Yeah, during the time you spend
you
in
mean
school.
She can do that after
after school.
After when
school.
You come
I usually do that on the free class. Like we can do something.
I can search for the answers directly.
So do you know what do we do in the free class? We just play the chess.
No.
Play a lot of chess.
I just do my work, and if I have some questions for the class that day, I will search that on the internet.
Yeah, I think sometimes.
Right away, because maybe I will forget the next day.
Yeah. You have to do that.
And another thing is, your mobile phone has a dictionary, and it's very convenient for you to check the word.
Yeah.
We use the heavy paper dictionary.
We use an electronic
You should spend a lot of time in.
Right, that's so right.
Yeah. Oh my gosh!
Waterproof phone! Shit's a rich!
Yeah. No, so you know what?
The cell phone's so cool.
Not that kind of shower.
So what kind of shower?
Use this arm to take the phone, use this arm to...
Oh my god.
So you know, my roommate... now she has a boyfriend, and every night when she's taking the shower, she still FaceTime to her boyfriend.
Wow. Oh my gosh!
I can't.
Okay, I learned that.
So you won't try that?
I learned that now.
I teach you.
So good for you.
Pay the tea, pay the fee.
I mean, if I am the roommate, I would definitely not allow students to use
phone
in the toilet.
How do you know?
Because they will fall into the toilet, right? Yeah, I remember in my senior class, we were not allowed to use phones, but most of us have... Oh, no, not every one of us. I'm sorry. And the teacher will ask us to hand in the phone every Monday. Sunday afternoon, we come to the school, and everyone would like hand in a fake one. And
exactly.
You guys are so rich. At first, some are models, and some are just very old ones.
It's not very expensive. It's just a fake one.
And some are like old ones, like the parents used before.
Yeah.
No one uses
another cell phone.
When Friday and Saturday comes, the teacher will give us back the phones, and everyone will get so excited. Yeah, my phone! But later, everyone handing the fake one, the teacher bring the bag of phones to the stage and say, "Hey, here's your phone." And everyone's so calm.
Later we just realized,
oh, it's not right. We should pretend. Phones.
So dramatic. So, you know, the teacher just said the tall and a strong one just can gap one student out of the door. Yeah. That teacher, when we are the junior, grade junior one, and he don't let us to open, turn on our mobile phone after school. After school.
How can he know
After school. Call you.
What?
What?
Yeah, call you
all
the
evening, you know.
Certificate that the number you dialed is he must hear that. If he not hear that, tomorrow you will be dead. Yeah, you will be dead. And
he has so much free time to do this.
I think he is not so happy with his wife.
What's the connection between this?
You know, I think he must be.
They won't have time to have sex. So because they can call you.
Okay. Oh, right? You're so smart.
Yeah, he just turned that his unhappy
marriage.
Yeah, unhappiness. To the students.
Oh. So I have an unhappy marriage with my wife, so I don't allow my students to use phones after school.
Maybe it's because he didn't want to hear his wife's voice, and so he wants to hear that the number is crazy now.
He's secretly in love with the voice.
Yeah.
Oh God. Who recorded that?
He cheated on his wife.
Oh my God, that's his fault.
Movie. That is The Ghost Call You is the name. And every student got a phone, and the ghost will call each of the students, and they will die directly. So the teacher collect all of their phones to an envelope. And when he appeared in this elevator, people found him holding his heart in his hands and got killed.
Oh my God.
By the ghost.
Oh my God.
Is it a film for education? Like telling the students you shouldn't turn on your phone?
It's just a thrilling movie.
Because it's something about sex.
Oh my god,
in high school, something about
sex.
We have to cut it. But we'd like to listen
your show
to that.
Time.
No, I mean, you can just make X into B or something. Alright, so our school building has five floors.
Uh-huh.
And because the rooms are more than the classes, so the fifth floor...
It's empty.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And
I can't
empty.
See that.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's one day.
Oh my God.
It's a couple. Just
a couple.
Yeah, a couple. Just student couple. Yeah, just
a
student.
Oh, yeah.
Fast.
Yeah.
Fast. Yeah.
They just have some. They did something. You know,
something.
In a fifth in an empty room,
and
they think they thought that there will
no
won't be anyone
found out.
Yeah, found them.
So everyone.
But a security guard, he just accidentally appeared in the fifth floor.
Just come across.
The small window.
And he hears something
strange
in the room.
Oh my gosh,
and
they
found the couple. And
they tell the
headmaster.
No, I don't know.
Join them?
Told the headmaster. And,
Everybody
on Monday
knows.
Morning, we all have the radio meeting.
Ah, uh-huh. I know that.
And our...
They play their
Our headmaster told us that yesterday...
they were...
Gossip.
Yeah, we found someone...
Doing something
on the fifth floor. And he described that kind of thing...
Detail?
With the, with the word... 互诉衷肠.
I know.
Yeah.
It's like two people are getting too close.
No,
speak
heart to heart.
So poetic.
Yeah, speak heart
poetic.
To heart. Yeah, speak heart with your heart. Yeah.
Oh my God.
And since then, this word is so popular among
students. I think it's a good word.
Yeah, it's a good
no.
I guess
no one knows who they are.
Oh,
so do you know who are they?
God, no,
they
do. So
have you? Are you one of them?
No.
Are you one of them?
Yeah. I just talk to my heart, you know.
Today we hear so much stories, about
so many stories.
Yeah, so many stories that they break the rules and some weird punishments and weird rules. So.
And we almost convinced Rock that he is the hero of the
same.
Yes,
he is.
He knows everything.
He has nothing to say
every
now.
Every detail.
And he's say it out so normally, just like a
yeah, just like,
what
just like a storyteller.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's all for our today's Banana Hot Talk. See you next week. Yeah. Bye, guys.
Bye.
更多节目，下载荔枝 FM 收听。